This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. We're almost at the new year. And like every new year, people are thinking about how the next 12 months will be different than the previous 12 months. A lot of people doing goal planning right now, and a lot of people are organizing their goals via planners. I'm going to talk to you about my planner. It's something that I've been using for the last 3 years. I've had pretty good luck with it. It's been successful enough that I've got one for the upcoming year. The one I use is called Passion Planner. You can find it at passionplanner.com. There's a lot of information on it there. It's available at Amazon if you're an Amazon fan. Why I like it is because it keeps what you're wanting to do in front of you, if you use it like they say you should use it. And how I use it is I sit down with it every Sunday at the beginning of the week. I look at what's happening for the upcoming week, review my previous week, and at the end of the month, there's a monthly review. It basically just keeps me on track. It's the equivalent of stepping on the scale every day if you're trying to lose weight. It's the equivalent of looking at your bank balance if you're trying to save money or grow your money. I like it because it's flexible. You can do goals your way. I found that a lot of goal planners, they're very stringent. You do something based on somebody else's system. This system, more or less, is what are you doing right now? What are your short-term goals? What are you doing this coming week? What are your mid-range goals? 3 months out, what are your long-term goals, a year out, and lifetime goal? You work toward those things inch by inch, step by step, in little bitty increments. It's good for what you need to do now. It's also good at keeping the big picture in mind, because sometimes when you're in the middle of something, you can lose what that big picture is. I think that's tough on big projects. Let's say you're writing a book. You get in the middle of a book, sometimes forget why you're doing it. You've got to remind yourself, and the Passion Planner will help you to do that. I love the weekly layout. I love the monthly review, and I love that it respects that you're a whole person, that you're not just about business, that you're not a machine that's going to wake up at the ass crack of dawn every day and work with every 15-minute block accounted for, go to bed, get up, and do it again. It's nice to think that we could work in that way, but we cannot. If you go to passionplanner.com, they've got a PDF download available to you for free. There are different versions of this planner. Some people start their week on Sunday. That's what I do. Maybe it's because I'm in the buckle of the Bible Belt. They've got one that starts the week on Monday. If you like that, they've got an academic planner. They've got an undated planner. Right now, since we're in the middle of the academic year, $5 for the academic planner. You can only use half of it, but it's $5. You can get the PDF download for free. Passionplanner.com is how to get it. You can go read the reviews on Amazon. It's a 5-star product on Amazon. I really enjoyed using it. Looking forward to digging in for the new year. I'm curious to hear about your goals. Reach out to me. If you want to do that, send me a tweet at David Hooper on Twitter. If you want to send me a longer message, go to bigpodcast.com. There's a form you can fill out there. Message goes straight to me. I'm here every day, giving you tips on how to use your podcast to better engage your audience, give them something that they want to listen to so you can grow a big podcast. That's bigpodcast.com. You can sign up for Big Podcast Daily there, and I will see you tomorrow on the next episode.